This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hi everyone, this is T4TS Radio and I am Tom Jinks. Today on the show, we have got Jonathan Adams joining us. Jonathan is down in Southampton and he's joining us now. Hi Jonathan.
Hi.
So Jonathan, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Well, I'm a full-time carer and I've done various qualifications in the care field and I've been doing that for about 16 years.
So you decided to become an electrician after swapping to a carer. What, have you always been interested in electrics?
I have. When I first left school, I was trying to get into the SEB and my mathematics weren't brilliant, so I couldn't actually get into it. But I did get a possibility of going back for another interview, but I didn't, and I've always regretted it.
So how are you finding the studying at home part of the course then?
Really good. The fact that you've got the tutors that you can ring up, that's been very helpful. I've used that facility. And blending that with the discs, the scenario CDs, and the module work, and all the reference materials, everything's given to you on the course. I've had no problems getting anything through the post. So it's been going really well.
The virtual reality software, have you been using that? How have you found it?
Yes, it's very good. I've got worked my way through the scenarios, and each one has thrown up its own problems. And generally, I've been with a bit of patience and going back over some of the theory work and then redoing the scenario again. But yes, they've been very, very good.
So you're on your practical training at the moment. How are you finding
that? That's correct,
that?
Yes. Yes, it's good. I'm on week two and it's going really well. I'm learning a lot of new things, adding to the theory that I've already got on the practical side. So I feel that I'm making a lot of progress now.
What sort of things have you been doing down in Southampton?
Well, week one was comprised mostly of installing circuits and then testing those circuits. This week is progressing on to more in depth on the testing side and also more of the underpinning knowledge as well to do how to do the tests, the right procedure to do them. And the ways that electricians work, really, I mean, it's so good working with electricians that have done the job for so many years that you get, you know, that's the basis of getting so much out of it, I think. They know the way to work all the equipment and everything else.
So have you been doing any practical work or getting any electrical experience outside your course?
Yes, I've done some bits and pieces for my family and friends, and some of that is under building control, which I've used when appropriate. But it just gives me a little bit of practice, and also I've been practicing at home as well, just to sort of get the basis of what I'm doing, what I'm looking at, and how to go about using the equipment.
What's your favourite bit of the course been so far then?
Well, I think the way that it ties the practical and the theory together, because when you read a book, it's difficult sometimes to see exactly how it works. You can read it, but you don't always get the information on the practical side. But then seeing it work is the best way of learning. And I say, working with electricians, that is probably the best way of learning. So that's got to be the best bit so far, I think.
So what are your plans for the future then? If I had to say, where would you expect them to be or hoping to be in a year's time? What would you say?
Well, by the time another year is up, I hopefully would have finished this course and I'd either like to then sit another exam or to progress to full scope installer or ideally actually getting work in the industry, either by being employed or by being self-employed and becoming registered as a competent person.
Okay, Jonathan, thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
You have been listening to another podcast from Train for Trade Skills Radio. For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.